Greeting to all of you, dear graduates. It's a long time since we communicated in that way, except for the individuals from which I heard and spoke to over the time. I decided to resume our connection and give some messages before Purim, address you before the upcoming Purim. Let us learn some messages. Doesn't matter what stage of life you're in, Purim still talks to us. Whether you are preparing Mishloach Manot, cooking for the Seuda, preparing costumes for your children, or are still in an academic program. Whatever the situation is, Purim has messages for all of us. Let's choose a few points. It's almost a year that we are wearing masks, at least here in Denver. And it's not even Purim. Mask became part of our life. Purim has Hester Ponim, a hidden Nes Nistar. Nowadays, everything is Nistar. Everything is hidden. We do not know when we'll get out of this Magefa, what helps, what doesn't help, what's safe, what isn't safe, what should we do, what will help us, are the vaccines the solution? We just don't know. One big Nistar, hidden situation. In the original Purim, there was a danger for life. Today too, the pandemic presents a danger for life. So let's learn some more points that we can derive from the story of Purim. In Shushan, Bnei Israel couldn't understand the intention of Mordechai. Why did he forbade them to participate in the Mishteh of Ahasuerus? And they were claiming and thinking, how could this old Jew understand the current situation? How much damage will happen, will take place, if we don't participate in the party? Politically, it's a very incorrect step. Today, too, when our Torah leaders warn us from the dangers, let's say, of the internet, we have a similar thought. How do they understand? They don't understand that we cannot live without it. Indeed, it's true. We no longer can live without the internet. However, are we cautious enough to beware from the dangers to us and our children? A lot was written about the topic, so I will not elaborate. Just let everybody translate it to their reality. In the Megillah, there is an example of anti-Semitism. Haman was the archetype of anti-Semitism. According to the Midrash, he claimed to Ahasuerus, Jews are very ungrateful people. Look at Paro. He invited them to his country. He let them live there for many years. And by the end, they ran away and stole the money from the Egyptians. Not only that, they lied that they will come back. And then, when the Egyptians ran after them to save their money back, to retrieve their money, says the Midrash, Haman claimed Moshe Rabbeinu did witchcraft and drowned the Egyptians. And then, says Haman, and what did they do to my grandfather, Agag? They killed him without any mercy. And there's more details in the Midrash. It's very easy to see the parallel between the complaints and the list that Haman made to Ahasuerus and what happened to us in Jewish history. And when Ahasuerus was still afraid to start up with the Jews, Haman says to him, the God of the Jews is already old. He's not going to save them. Don't worry about him. Lo yireka velo yavin Elokei Yaakov. Hashem doesn't see and doesn't understand. We see in history repetition of all this, of humiliating the Jews making their life miserable, blaming them with all kind of blood libels, trying to destroy them in every generation, not realizing the God of the Jews would save them. Today, unfortunately, nowadays, we see again signs of anti-Semitism, and we notice very similar complaints. The Jews are controlling the world. They are controlling the media. They're taking our money away. You see, all of them are rich. Let's go back to the original miracle of Purim. Esther believes in Mordechai and trusts him, even when she does not understand his motives and his reasoning. Like, don't tell where you're coming from. And I'm not repeating all the details of the Megillas Esther, because I'm sure all of you are very familiar with it. So she was chosen to go to Ahasuerus and plead the case of the Jews. It says in the Megillah, Vatosef Esther, Esther added, she increased, Vatedaber lifnei ha-melech, and she spoke in front of the king, Vatipol lifnei raglav, and she fell in front of his feet, Vateifk, and she cried, Vatitchanen lo, and she pleaded with him. So many words of pleading, asking, requesting, crying to an evil human king. Kal v'chomer, how much more so do we have to increase our tefillos to Hashem when we want a Yeshua? Specifically, we want Hashem to remove this pandemic. We lost so many people, amongst them Gedolim and Tzadikim. So let's utilize Purim as much as it's busy, a busy day, especially this year we only have a short Friday. Let us try to use the day for tefillah, that Hashem will send us Yeshua and Geula. Let's remember that the Geula will come through Nashim Tzidkaniyos. It's in our hands, the wives and the mothers of Klal Yisrael. And let us remember that Hashem will never forsake us. Hashem will never leave Klal Yisrael, and we'll survive. In spite of all the difficulties that we are facing today, we'll survive, and we are able to have a Purim Sameach, a happy Purim, a healthy and a safe Purim. All the best.